This is Wisdom by the Sea podcast, the space for thought-provoking messages to inspire, motivate, and elevate you to live your best life. Listen as you start your mornings being present and mindful. Set the tone for your day or close out your night with words of love, affirmation, and support. Learn how to release stress and tap into the power of love. Elevate and master your mindset for a more harmonious and balanced life. It's an exciting journey as host, author, and poet Fiona Wright takes the lead.
Good day, my beautiful one. I hope things are blessed in your world. It's wonderful to be awake, alive, and well. And I don't mean just being awake from slumber, but awake in consciousness and awareness. Now, just in case you're thinking this is some kind of spiritual new age mumbo jumbo, I want you to put this thought into a different mindset. So I'm going to put the thought into context. Have you ever been to a place several times? More times than you can count. Perhaps you've walked in the same path over and over again, even for decades. And I love this one. Sometimes hearing a particular saying, what they say, we don't really know who they are, but they usually say these different sayings and we've adapted them, repeated them. In fact, we've made it part of our lives. I have a favorite one, and one that's really familiar to most of us. It's the one that says, a leopard never changes its spots, right? Or a tiger cannot change its stripes. Yes, that's a fact. And for as long as I can remember, I've used this. And I'm pretty sure you're probably guilty of it as well. We often use it when we're describing that somebody is set in their ways and they're not going to change it. So once a liar, always a liar, right? Once a cheetah, always a cheetah. Once being mean or a spendthrift or being mean-spirited, that's who they are forever. But I want us to consider this for just a moment. Consider the danger and even the insanity of painting this into somebody's consciousness and awareness. In fact, they start believing this to be true about themselves, and we're guilty of it too. We can say this about somebody's personality, and they keep hearing it over and over again, and they start to live into that truth. We've actually done that for ourselves. For instance, somebody could say to you that, oh, you're not going to do that because you're too shy. Or you're not going to do that because you're not brave enough. Or you're not going to do that because you're not disciplined enough. Or you're not going to change because you always lie, you know? And then because you hear it over and over again, you start to believe that this is who I am and I can't change. In fact, somebody might say something to you and all of a sudden you do say this. That's how I am. Accept it. That's how I am and I can't change. But is that the truth? Is it true that you can't change or you choose not to change? Or because you've heard it over and over again, you really start to believe that's really who you are and you can't change. Well, today I want us to think for a moment about the fact that if in fact we have allowed other people to make certain statements our truth, that we have given up some sort of control for our own personal evolution. We have the ability to grow every day. We have the ability to evolve. In fact, we are growing every day. We're not the same person we were 5 years ago, 10 years ago, even yesterday. We are different. Our consciousness has the ability to evolve and to grow. And today, I want us to think about for the moment to unravel and to demolish that very thought that is keeping us stuck, keeping us believing something that is untrue, keeping us from actually growing. And so I want us to think about some of the things that we've been telling ourselves over and over again, which is limiting our growth. And limiting our growth when we should be the driver and the director of our lives, we are cheating ourselves. So yes, while it is true that a tiger cannot change its stripes and a leopard cannot change its spots, look in the mirror. You don't look like a leopard, do you? And you are not a tiger. Now, you might have some of the characteristics of a leopard or a tiger, true, but we are human beings created by the Almighty with a strong mind, with a soul, and with a spirit and the ability to transform, evolve, and yes, to change. So the next time you walk that path again, be open to see something different. The next time an idea comes to mind, revisit and be open to allow the mind to become unstuck from the usual thinking that you've had. It's not easy to do, especially if it's something that we've done by habit, which has now become part of our personality. It's really difficult to break, but it is possible. And so that's the challenge, is for us to, yes, rethink, stop from being unstuck, give ourselves the freedom to grow, to stretch, and yes, change our personal spots and change our personal stripes. I say, wake up and live. Wake up and change. Wake up and evolve. So the next time somebody says to you, oh, that's who you are, that's who you've always been, you can say, and even if you don't say it out loud, you can just know inside of you that, yeah, if you're happy with that and you're good with that, that's one thing. But if it's something that is stunting your growth, tomorrow is another day. Right now is a new opportunity to think differently, to become a better version of yourself. So I say, do it. Change your spots, change your stripes. And so we want to give God thanks for the fact that today, being a new day, we have the ability to think differently. We have the ability to change something that's been keeping us and holding us hostage, holding us in an area where it's stunting our growth. We can grow, evolve, we can transform. We can be very deliberate about who we wish to become. We can take on new tasks, new dreams, new ideas, and new opportunities. Even if it's never worked before, we can change and evolve. And we can do this by thinking more along the lines of a creator. A creator creates. So we're thankful that we can go deep down inside of us and tap into the creator, the creative side of us, and we can change and evolve. And we want to give thanks for that. We're also thankful for the fact that we're awake, we're alive, we are well, and we want to be able to live with the freedom of making changes and to improve our own personal well-being. So with that, we give thanks for this gem. We give thanks for Wisdom by the Sea. I am your sister in spirit, Fiona. And as always, I bring love, one big love. And as always, peace.